Well, well, well. I really haven't done an audio boo for a very long time. But then, do you want to just hear me babbling on all the time? I think the main thing is having time to reflect and being able to compose something that is a dialogue or a conversation with an audience or a group of listeners, you guys. Just if you've seen stuff that me and Phil have been up to recently, we've been doing a lot of bits with Audiences Europe. The Open All Areas project has come to an end, so in the last 3 months we've been to Rome and had some great case studies from there, looking at how migrants are being integrated into the social system within Rome, in way of language classes. There was also a great project about how the National Art Gallery is working with Alzheimer's patients and carers and clinicians to provide some respite care. So it's not really about the medical side of it, but just about using culture as a distraction, I guess, and that they can have a group experience that's separate from the trials and tribulations of a condition. We've then been to Brussels, and in Brussels their two case studies were there was Brussels Nord, which was a film that had been made by community with actors and creatives, and that in itself sort of worked within the community to produce something for them. And there was also in that one, there was a children spending a night in the museum, so really getting a sense of that this place in their community is a space for them to use. And I think this is one of the problem with cultural spaces, that people kind of feel that they're elitist because they are saying something. Have you got something to contribute? Is this somewhere you're permitted to be? And I think, yes, you are. And I think people are shy about entering these spaces because of the passion that's gone into creating them. So if you do have a cultural space or an art gallery very close to you that you've never been to, do go in and find out who's running it and just say hi to them and say hello and ask them questions, because they'll always be welcoming to you. And then finally, we've been to Rotterdam, and with Rotterdam we had a great tour of the city. It's a beautiful architectural city. But as a result, we kind of come back to the UK, and we have Cyber Salon, which is another awesome project that we're really deep into at the moment, which is just looking at the up-and-coming technologies as they're emerging, and hearing specialists talk about those subjects in a very balanced and informed way. So we've had cybersecurity, we've had human 2.0 looking at, you know, physical augmentation of human beings, we've had wearable technology, we've this month looking at Bitcoin, and sort of a lot of these emerging concepts that they sort of bring 5 or 6 people in from academia, from research, from business, and kind of put the case forward and have a really good discussion about, you know, what these topics are now and what their potential is for the future, the pros and cons. Are really great. But it does mean that we don't really get left for any time for reflection. We get time to pause and we get time to recover, but it's not the same as reflection. And this is kind of one of the things that I wanted to talk about in this audio boo, really. Event fatigue is very, very common, and keeping going and keeping in perspective can be really tough. So it's been a fantastic few months, and I'm hoping to really inform and feed that into my blogging over the summer. So thanks, guys, for your patience, and I hope the tweets have not been too boring. because I find that I'm retweeting more than I actually tweet, which feels quite lazy. But on the other hand, there's so many amazing people sharing so much amazing stuff that I kind of feel that the choice bits that I retweet, I post them for me to read as well. So, I mean, my Twitter stream's not just for the world. It is actually the things that are current and relevant for me as well. So I'm going to leave that here. I might do another one today. I'm a rummage lounge, so I've actually had time to stop and pause, which takes place on the third Saturday of every month. And it's just a way of supporting Snenton Market as a Snenton resident. And until things really ignite and things, special things are going to happen in Snenton. We've got a great foundation in terms of the market buildings. And things are coming online. But the main thing is that we need to get people in here. So do check out Rummage Lounge. You can search Rummage Lounge on Google and find out bits and pieces. I'm going to do some vines so you'll get to see what's here today. And there's nothing special, it's just bits and pieces. But afterwards, I'm going to take them up to Sue Ryder, local charity shop, and sort of recycle the things that I have in my box so that I can gradually start to clear things out of the house, because we are going to be moving as well. So that's also personal stuff that's going on. Anyway, I think I have booed for long enough. So thanks, guys, for listening. Sorry it's been so long. Always interested in your comments and tweets. Do say hello. I'm at PCM Creative on Twitter. Also, Twitter accounts that you might find useful is at Audiences Europe and at Equity_ITAC, which is going to change soon. So yeah, I'm going to sit back, take some photos, and have a bit of a reflection before Cyber Salon on Monday.